Monsoon floods hit India. New tools are being ready for outreach in Russia, and a ministry is excited about new outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Monsoon season is hitting India with a vengeance. More than 1,000 people have died and millions are homeless by the flooding. Brent Hample with India Partners says two of their ministry partners in Andhra Pradesh have been hit hard by the monsoon rains. He says one of the partners reports,
nearly 70 villages have been marooned by floods and have been completely cut off. Houses collapse, and that's how a lot of people perish in the flooding, when the mud walls of the thatched huts collapse on people and the weight of those pin them under the water.
The disaster's forcing India Partners into relief mode.
We're going in to provide food, clean water, and medical care as needed to the victims of the flooding and the monsoon.
Funding helps local Christians be more effective in outreach. Additional funding is needed for long-term home rebuilding. Go to missionnetworknews.org for more details. Next, northern India's monsoon flooding has stranded a million people. Tens of thousands have fled into Nepal for relief. It'll take days before the floodwaters recede enough to reach survivors with aid supplies. Floods do disrupt the ministry. However, the people accept the situation matter-of-factly, says Audio Scripture Ministries J.P. Sundarajan.
We try to meet their needs, but the challenges we face every year are the same. When there are flooding, we cannot get out to the field, so we kind of have to wait for the government to come in and do what it has to do to kind of make roads accessible again and things like that.
Calls to the India office are typically not for aid. Sundarajan says the calls they get post-disaster are reflective of something greater.
When there is adversity of any sort, people then turn to us and want us to provide them audio scriptures. We just don't have the resources to meet the needs of all the people. We really would like to provide more of the spiritual nourishment that the people are seeking, and we just don't seem to have the resources.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Russia has made another bold move in the Georgia-Russia conflict. Russia's lawmakers voted to recognize South Ossetia and Abkhazia as independent nations, even though they're recognized internationally as Georgian territories. While the political situation's difficult, Max with the World Bible Translation Center is optimistic about outreach.
I think God is opening a little bit differing of a door to that part of a country, to that part of the world, so that people would maybe see things a lot differently than they would have otherwise. And I think it's actually an opportunity.
It couldn't come at a better time, as WBTC is in the process of revising its easy-to-read Bible in Russian. Max says they're trying to
get rid of all archaic forms of some verbs and some words, and to simplify it, make sure that even people without any education whatsoever could easily read it and understand what the Bible, especially the Old Testament, is talking about.
If everything goes smoothly, the new Bible should go into print either December or January. Elsewhere, brutal fighting has flared up between Muslim separatists and military groups in Mindanao, Philippines. There are 11 compassion-assisted child development centers in the area, one of which is temporarily shut down. The children and their families from this project are currently staying at evacuation centers set up at local schools. Pray for the safety of these families and the staff, and ask God to bring a resolution between the fighting groups and restore peace to the area. And Send International's church planting missionary team in Spain is excited about the potential for outreach this summer. The International Exposition Water and Sustainable Development is in Zaragoza until September. This year, it includes a pavilion by the evangelical community in Spain called Living Water. Pray that God will move in the hearts of the 750,000 people expected to visit, and pray that ministry teams would be ready for growth. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan beginning September 1st. Time's running out. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.